The interim head of the New York Stock Exchange is asking for the organization's board of directors to resign so it can be replaced by a much smaller body with no direct ties to Wall Street. John Reed said today the changes will make the board more independent and prevent the kind of pay scandal that led to the resignation of former chairman Richard Grasso in September. Critics say the changes may not be enough to correct some of the problems at the exchange. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
When word got out that former Stock Exchange chairman Richard Grasso had been granted a pay and benefits package of $187 million, it was the exchange's 28-member board of directors that took much of the blame. Some board members said they had been only dimly aware of the package's details. Critics pointed out that the board was heavily composed of senior Wall Street executives whose firms were regulated by Grasso, and thus allowing them to set his salary was a conflict of interest. This morning, Grasso's successor, John Reed, unveiled some long-awaited proposals to change the way the board is run.
I believe that this structure is really quite good. I think it's robust. I think it answers our needs. I think it makes me quite comfortable that the likelihood of another breakdown of governance is extremely small.
Reed wants to divide the board in two, with one advisory board overseeing business matters and a smaller board focusing on regulation. This smaller board, which will hire the chairman and set salaries, will be composed of people with no direct ties to big Wall Street firms. Only two current board members would remain, former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright and Herbert Allison, chairman of the pension plan company TIAA-CREF. But Reed disappointed some critics by announcing no other big changes in the way the exchange is run. North Carolina Treasurer Richard Moore.
I thought it was a constructive first step, but I had really hoped that it would have been a bigger step.
Moore and other critics note that while the new board will be more independent, it will still ultimately answer to the member firms who own the exchange, and thus its ability to regulate them will be compromised. Moore notes that Reed may succeed in appointing ethical people to the board, but it's not clear who will replace them once Reed is gone and their terms are up, and that means there's still a big potential for problems. Critics also note that Reed made no fundamental changes in the market's specialist trading system, in which floor brokers act as middlemen buying and selling shares. The Securities and Exchange Commission has recently accused some of the biggest specialist firms of trading abuses, and many critics see the system as ripe for reform. Ben Steele, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, says Reed's changes may ultimately not go far enough to satisfy the new SEC chairman.
It's unlikely at this point that Bill Donaldson will accept this as a permanent solution. I think there's enormous political pressure on him to take away regulation of the exchange from the exchange itself.
In fact, the SEC issued a statement today praising Reed's efforts, but also saying it was going to consider further reforms in the way the market is governed and regulated, a sign that the exchange may ultimately have to go a lot further than the steps Reed outlined today. For now, Reed is traveling the country talking to member firms and trying to sell them on his proposals. A vote on the changes is scheduled for November 18th. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.